This is Richard Epcar, voice of Bato and Ghost in the Shell, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
Hello, Mixed Nuts. This is Nuke Jess, and I am here for a quick Nutty Bites episode. This is a little bit of a meta episode to try to explain what's going to be coming up in the next month and what has happened in between now and the last we've spoken. Basically, just want to catch you up with things. So we went to Balticon, as you've heard. You've heard some of the panels already. I will be adding more of the panels that I can as they're released on their prospective podcasts, and then I will share them with you. You've heard the one from Mental Noise already. You've heard the Nutty Bites one. I can't share the Beyond the Wall one on this feed because I do not have an explicit rating. This is a PG-rated podcast, but if you want to find that, you can go to specficmedia.com/BTW and you will find that panel there. We're talking more in topics about the world, not so much what had happened recently on any episodes. So if you're familiar with Game of Thrones, you can go and listen to that without spoiling yourself too much. There will be a major spoilery episode that will be coming out in the summer sometime. I'm going to get that from Tim Dodge's feed. I don't believe there's swearing in that one, so I should be able to share that. And that we delve into the books and not just the show. We actually talk about what we predict will happen in the books and what we think may happen in the show because things have changed. Tim Dodge was a fantastic moderator. And I've had so many good moderators at Balticon this year. It was really kind of great. In years past, I've had some pretty bad ones. Not that anyone like was doing this purposefully, but a lot of times you get moderators that are inexperienced and they're not really sure how to handle things. And sometimes you'll get a moderator that thinks that the panel's all about them and that they'll answer it. And I believe their tech was telling me that there was one moderator this year that didn't like the name of the panel, didn't know why she was there, didn't understand that moderator doesn't mean that you have to talk about that topic. You're just supposed to guide people, and decided to change the topic to something about them. And that's not cool. So I was very fortunate with Tim Dodge and Scott Pond and getting some really awesome moderators. I wish I could be as awesome as they are, but I can try. I can study. While at Balticon, just quick wrap up. It was really awesome. Normally we do a post-Balticon show, but it's been so long. We didn't actually record one this year. I think not traveling with Mark the Encaffeinated One definitely makes a big deal or big change on that one. Plus not having to drive so long. We really weren't looking for too many distractions. We were just trying to get home. It was really great. Fantastic year. The cool thing was, while I did leave my camera at home and I wasn't able to do the headshot commissions that I was supposed to be doing, you know, taking people's portraits, I stupidly lost my, not lost, but left my camera at home like an idiot. I was able to, this is the first time that this has happened. I sold 6 paintings at Balticon. I've never sold my stuff there before, but I had a bunch of postcard size paintings, watercolors that I had done for Art Month. And I thought, you know what? Let's just do this. Let's, you know, sell these daily creativities. And I put them on sale for like $5. I think I'm going to start trying to sell more, paint more of the art cards and sell them online. And I'll probably charge like $10 for them, including shipping, and then have like the Balticon special of like $5. So it was pretty neat. I sold all of my Rory Avengers line, which was pretty great. It was Rory the Dragon as different Avengers, including the one that I painted while I was there, which was of Loki. That was a lot of fun. And I sold one of my daily creativity, you know, Love Your Body project, which is a nude, and it was beautiful and I loved it and I sold it. And I'm so happy that other people enjoy that. And so that was a big kudos to me. I also had put up a PayPal link on the website. If you go to nimlast.org and you look on the sidebar, there's just a little link that you can donate to the podcast through PayPal. I do plan on getting Patreon up and going at some point, but I'm still working out the levels and getting myself over the anxiety hump of, oh my God, I'm asking people for money, which is really hard for me. So I put that up there and and didn't really announce it. And I got my first donation to the podcast. So we have our first patron, which is really exciting. That was Aaron Jackson. Thank you, Aaron. And then while I was at the con, JRD Skinner and Doc Blue also donated to the podcast. And that just like sent me over the moon. And I thank you guys so much. You guys are so, so cool. I've been so like anxious about this, and it just feels really validating to get that kind of feedback. And it feels weird to be like, oh, thank you for money. This is validating me. But it is, because it means that you guys really enjoy this and that it's worth something to you. And that's one of the things that I want to do with this Patreon thing. And I'm also going to leave the PayPal link up there, because I want to be able to make this available for people that don't want to use Patreon for whatever reasons. But just the idea of, you know, send a couple bucks somewhere, one person's way, and you can reinvigorate things. And it might be able to get me to do more with the podcast, which is, I'll talk about that in a Patreon video. But it was really good. I was on cloud nine. I had also been invited to participate in the people that I make my prints from, that do my prints there, Gilsey, Gleesey, however you say it, studio quality archival prints. Every year they put out paper samples, and I had been invited before to submit work, and I've done it twice. And then this year they picked one of my samples, and it was a Love Your Body painting, and I was so thrilled. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait. And they said, well, what we're gonna do is, you know, you're a finalist, and when we're ready, we're gonna have people vote on Facebook. I'm like, awesome, this is wonderful. I got an email saying that I didn't make it with the voting, and I'm like, wait a minute, when did they go up? And I never got the email saying that they went up. And when I look at the other pictures, they're beautiful. I realize I could have easily gotten more likes and could have been in that paper sample package, which would have been amazing and kind of like a feather in my cap. I could have gotten that easily, but I didn't know to promote it. So it's a bit frustrating. It's amazing because I still got like 10 likes. I got 10 votes when nobody I knew was looking at these. And I'm pretty sure that other artists, you know, that were in it were trying to promote themselves. So the fact that people that were probably being told, take a look at this, you know, for other artists said, you know, they gave me votes anyway. So that was really kind of amazing to me. Hopefully next year I will not miss the voting round, and hopefully I'll make the finals again. So that'll be great. So I've been doing a lot of Aikido this past year. I joined up in end of October, beginning of November. I was injured and I had a couple months off in the winter time, but I've been pretty serious about it. I'm now an orange belt. Huzzah. That's awesome. And got over one of the biggest problems I was having, which was forward rolls. I mean, throwing your head towards the ground is a big thing to get over. But I've been having a lot of fun. And in the summer, I was able to do a bunch of things. A three-day Kenshu, which is basically a seminar. So it was, you know, 3 hours of Aikido on Friday, and then it was a full day of Aikido on Saturday, and then another 3 hours on Sunday, and it was fantastic, and I had so much fun. And I got to watch a person grading for their third degree black belt. So, second degree black belt, not third degree. Sorry about that. He's just a Nidan. But that was really amazing and fantastic. And then a couple weeks later, Tech and I were able to go to a tamishigiri, which is mat cutting. So they take these bamboo mats, they soak them in water overnight, roll them up, then soak them in water, then they put them on these stands, and you use a katana to cut them. And the idea is that this will simulate limbs, you know, arms and legs. And so we got a bunch of different mats that we could cut. We ordered extra ones because, dude, who doesn't want to cut more stuff? So we had the singles and the doubles were like really, really thick. It was really awesome. And my sensei let us borrow his katana, which was great. We didn't have to rent them, but we could have. And after doing that, I said, wow, I really want a sword now. And Tech has been bugging me about that, saying, you know, we should totally get swords. And I was thinking, yeah, but the price is so much more than what I'm, because we can't get one sword. You know, one sword, I could afford that, no problem. It's two swords that it's like, And really, we want two swords. You know, we each want our own. We want them custom made for ourselves. We, you know, there's this website that you can get like the little details all towards yourself and what you want, the custom length, the custom weight, all this awesomeness. And it's really not expensive. It's actually pretty cheap when you think about it. And so I was like, I don't think so. That's kind of a bit out of our league, maybe in a year, a couple years, you know, pushing it off. And then we go to the Tomishigiri and I'm like, oh my God, I want a sword so bad. So hopefully if business is good and I can bill enough, maybe swords will be in our future, which I really hope so. I really hope so. That would be awesome. So I got a little bit of feedback. No new iTunes reviews or anything like that. Got lots of verbal feedback, but I can't really, you know, record that on here because it's hard to say. But I got a lot of people talking to me about the podcast over the internet and at BaltCon, and it's really neat. Whenever podcasters, you know, we feel like we're speaking to the void. Like right now, I feel like I'm talking to a wall. And so when you hear people talk about what you're talking about on your podcast, it's like the biggest high you can give to podcasters. I mean, even more than, you know, the ones that have PayPal buttons or Patreons or whatever, even more than donations, feedback gives you a super high. Now, donations are awesome, but feedback, it's like, it's more because it's like, oh, you listen and you care so much to respond, you know? And they say that you will hear back from about 10% of people who are actually listening. So when people talk to me about what I'm doing, it makes me super, super excited. I actually had a bunch of, I had a couple of people talk to me about stuff from this show and from Beyond the Wall when I met up with a bunch of podcasters in New York recently. That was amazing. A friend of mine, she was telling me how she had just gotten through all of this season's Beyond the Wall, and that was so awesome, like just to hear her thoughts and her thoughts on what we were saying. And it was just so cool. Although I did have one podcaster say to me, oh, wait, you do a competing podcast because I do a Game of Thrones podcast. I'm like, yeah, okay, but we've been spoiler free since 2011. And really, we were there first. And he's like, oh, but what are your numbers? And I'm making up this thing. Like, he's a totally cool guy. This was not an issue. But he's like, but what are your numbers? And I'm like, I don't care what my numbers are. Like, I don't look at my numbers. But I was definitely, how many people are listening does not change the fact that we've been going since 2011. And there's very few podcasts out there that have been going as long as we have. And we are the only one that was spoiler free since 2011. Now, there are definitely podcasts out there that are related that have been longer. For instance, a podcast of Ice and Fire, which is a book podcast. They do cover the shows, but they are a book podcast, has been going longer than anyone. They are not the first, but they are the only one to continue going still. So definitely not going to be the longest running, but there have been a lot more podcasts about the show since the show started. And right now there's like five Beyond the Wall podcasts, which make me laugh, or something similar. But I don't care. Like, that's fine. I used to listen to the other Beyond the Wall that pod faded now. But like numbers, I really don't care about numbers. If one person was listening, that's good enough to keep going. That's how I feel. I mean, if I was focused on numbers, I feel like the show would have less heart. All right. So I've got some feedback. This is from Rich, and it's a very long email. So I have condensed it to bullet points. So Rich is responding about the Con Survival Guide, and he's got a couple of tips. And I can tell you right now, by the way, I did not listen to my advice. I was so swamped at Balticon that I was not getting two meals a day, and that was very, very bad. And I was not carrying my trail mix around with me, and that was very bad. And I ended up getting con crud because I didn't listen to myself, and I'm very mad at myself for that. But Rich says make lists and save them so you can reuse them and improve them for your next con. Great idea. I am not a list person, but had I had lists, I would have remembered my camera and I could have done the photo shoots that I had booked. And I would have been able to check off, yes, that went in. Yes, that went in. And there's a whole clump of things that I had left. I packed watercolors and paintbrushes and everything so I could paint while I was down there. And I left the watercolor blocks with the charger for my computer and my camera and all these other things. So it was very kick-worthy. The next thing he says is chargers. Yes, leaving the charger for my computer at home when I knew I had to do computer work was not helpful. And battery packs. So in addition to chargers for your phone, make sure that, you know, you've got one of those extra little battery pack things so that you can charge on the go. I was pretty good because I didn't have to worry about that too much. My iPhone has a really good battery. But I have had in the past weaker phones with weaker batteries, so that is definitely a thing. And these things are getting smaller and smaller and lighter, so I highly recommend them. And remember to plug things in at the end of the night. Now, this is where I say bring yourself a power strip, because when you're in a hotel room, everybody wants to plug in. And for us, we had like three power strips plugged in so that everything could be plugged in. And that was awesome. And we actually didn't run out of places to plug in this year, which is great. For your packs, make sure it's a comfortable pack. Rich likes to have a messenger bag because he says backpacks dig into his arms. For me, I like to have something that can sling over my shoulder because costuming. Normally, I would go for a backpack. Like when I'm commuting into New York City, my computer, all my gear, it's in an ergonomic backpack. But I wouldn't do that for a con because it's the getting on the backpack and taking it off and all this other stuff that can be such a big problem. He likes, for snacks, these Clif Bar shots or Clif shots. Uncle Monster, I'm sure I'll make a pun, but he says that it's got a bunch of caffeine and a bunch of sugar that, will just boost you and get you through the day. So that's really good. If you can do that, like, if you've got blood sugar issue and you have to be aware of caffeine, obviously, you know, don't change that up and you have to figure out specific things for that. Having special dietary concerns can be complicating at a con, but you can totally plan for it. I mean, I know so many people with special dietary restrictions, and they're not all the same. Like some have to be gluten-free because of celiacs, and some might have Crohn's, so they have to beware of roughage and acidic foods. And one person I know is allergic to onions, and one person I know is allergic to corn. So there's all these different things that you have to keep in the forefront of your mind, but you can totally work around that if you plan. It's completely easy. And then I want to read the last paragraph of this email. What you said about the generosity of our fellow congoers is completely true. I remember attending my first Balticon. I had people I knew who were attending, Skinner Co., but they weren't there yet. I went to pick up my registration and was scoping out the lobby when I dropped all of my flyers and schedules on the floor. While I was picking them up, someone stopped to help me. When we both looked up, I recognized them instantly, even though I had never met her in person before that. And that person was you, Nutty. You immediately introduced me to all the folks you were with and those passing by. It was one of the friendliest groups I had ever met. And I've found the vast majority of the folks you'll meet are just as friendly. Thanks, Rich. Yes, that was a really fun meeting. Like Rich and I knew each other over the internet for quite a while. And, you know, somebody just dropped a bunch of stuff and I started helping pick it up and, oh, hey, it was Rich. And it's true. If you see me at Balticon and you've never been to a con, I turn into like Nutty tour guide. And Jason Banks will tell you that like I took him by the hand and introduced him to everybody and made sure that he knew what was up and everything else. And I did that for Rich. And I remember doing that for Doc Blue and a couple other people. Oh, and the Skinners. The first time the Skinners went, I made sure that they met all the people that they needed to meet. And it's just, you know, once you're with people and you're at a con, it's weird. It's like all of these introverts suddenly can be social. I love it. Because we're a tribe, you know? Like recognizes like. So the next thing I want to talk about is Alive. Scott Sigler's got a new book out. It's called Alive. I wish I could have talked about this before a release date, but here it is. It's a young adult. It's from the perspective of a young woman. It's first person. So it's very much like young adult, you know. His rookie series is technically young adult. He basically removed the swearing to make it so, but Alive is specifically young adult. It's exactly what publishers want when they want young adult. And I really like it. I think it I'm not done with it yet, but it could rival Nocturnal in being my favorite Sigler book. It's so well written, and it's full of life, and it's interesting, and it grabs you right away. Basically, this young woman wakes up in a coffin, and she thinks it's her 12th birthday, and then she realizes she's in a room with a bunch of other coffins, and everybody in those coffins, they think it's their 12th birthday. But when they look at each other, they realize, wait a minute, you're not 12 years old. You're an adult. What happened? And they've got to figure out from there. And I won't spoil any more of that. I just know that it is fantastic. I am really, really digging this. So you should totally check it out. You can buy it as an ebook. You can get the audiobook, or you can get the patio book from scottsigler.com. But I totally recommend this. This is a very exciting book. And I'm really, if you've ever wanted to check Sigler out and you haven't checked him out yet, this is a good place to start. It's a lot less on the gore so far. I mean, it's still like horror, but it's not chicken scissors horror, which if you've not read Sigler, you don't know what that means. But, there were times that it could get really, really gross, and it doesn't feel that way. He's got a pretty cool world. It's exciting. I enjoy it. Check it out. And let me know what you think. I'm really excited by this. I went to the book signing the day after it was released, and I had such a blast. I mean, it's always good to go to a Sigler book signing, but this was just so much fun. And it was really neat to see old Sigler fans and like new people checking this out, because this isn't exactly his normal fare. Ben Delino shared this book with his daughter, and they came to visit when they were camping up here. And she was telling me how much she liked it. And so she's 12 years old. And as far as I'm concerned, this book is totally approved by the demographic that it was written for. And so that was really exciting. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to read this book. Let me check it out. And then I started and I was like, oh my God, this is better than I thought it would be. I was a little concerned because I knew it was from a female perspective, and Sigler does not have, I mean, his track record has definitely improved. When he started out, that was the biggest complaint, is he really doesn't know how to write female characters, but he's totally learned. And writing Becca in the Rookie universe has definitely helped. I mean, you can really see the progression there. But this, totally different. Totally different. Like, if you had spoken to me in 2006 and told me that Sigler wrote this book, I would not have believed you. So I am so thrilled to see that, because it's all of the stuff that I like, and it's fixed some of the things that I wasn't so hot on in his writing. So then the last thing we're going to talk about today is Dog Days of Podcasting. So remember last year I did a bunch of these kind of chatty episodes where I talked to you in your ear? It was really great. It was daily podcasting. I did it for the month of August. I felt good. That was a hard time for me because I was moving across the country and I lost PG Holyfield. And for a couple of the episodes, it was hard because I couldn't talk about PG because it wasn't public. And then as soon as it was, I could use the podcast as like this catharsis. You know, I was able to talk and express my feelings. And I hope I didn't get too like mushy, but I definitely leaned on it and relied on that podcast for some help, and listening to other people in the Dog Days of Podcasting feed, about half of them, you know, knew him or knew of him, so they talked about him. It was really neat because it was like a nice little group to just sound off, and I loved it. So I knew at the end of that I was definitely going to do it again this year, and I didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking, well, I'll just do the more of the same. And then as we've been getting closer and closer to the Dog Days of Podcasting beginning, and I'm recording this on July 29th, so it is going to happen soon, I got this idea. I'm going to just call people up. I'm going to talk to people that I know, and I'm going to just make these nutty chats. So you can look forward to 5 to 10 minute chats with me and other cool people. If you want to chat with me on one of these, you can go to the Facebook group. And I'm going to create a doc where you can sign up and I will figure out how to get your information. Like if you want me to call you on the phone, if you want me to call you on Skype, whatever, we'll coordinate and I'll figure it out. And it'll be kind of interesting because it's not like I'm going to have it booked. I can't book my entire month going, okay, at 8 o'clock, I'll talk to this person. At this time, I'll talk to that person. But I will figure it out, at least with some notice for some people. And some people, I might just say, I don't have anyone to talk to today. Who wants to talk? And so I can, if you are in the US or Canada, I can, and maybe Mexico, I'm not sure, wherever Google Voice will let me call, I can call you on your phone. I can call you at any time. And we can, and I can just record it. I can call you through Hangouts or Skype or Facebook or whatever, and we can figure something out. So if you want to get involved in that, you just let me know and we'll have a nice little chit chat. If you don't want your real name used, don't worry. We can come up with a pseudonym or something to call you. Don't worry. Trust me, I completely respect that. And yeah, we'll just have some quick chats and you guys will get to listen to some really cool people that I know and some of my listeners that nobody's ever heard from. I'm hoping to be able to get some quick chats because when it's not like a full show, I think it's a little less stress. And so people could have a lot of fun. I know I was talking with Paul Mackey and John Pavlich, and they both said that they were really interested and they liked the idea that the chats are going to be so short because they're so busy. They weren't sure that they could really devote enough time, you know, if it was like a full show, it's, yeah, I'm not sure I can, because it's not just the hour that you spend recording a show. It's the making sure you're home, setting things up, making sure that everything else in your life is okay to not bug you during that. And then like afterwards, and what if it runs over and things like that. So whereas just a quick chat, and if I can call you on the phone, means, oh, hey, you know what? I've got a lunch break. Let's talk on my lunch break this day. And so I thought that would be really cool. So if you are interested, you just let me know. If you're not on Facebook, you can send me a tweet. You can email me, talk to me on Google Plus, whatever. You know, I'll get it eventually. So I am looking forward to that. I hope you guys I hope you enjoy it. I hope you like what Dog Days has to bring you. I fully recommend you check out dogdaysofpodcasting.com and listen to the other people doing it because there's a bunch of podcasts I listen to now that I didn't listen to before. But because of Dog Days, I could start listening to them. And I will be honest, last year there were a couple of shows, one in particular, that as soon as I heard the Blog Talk Radio, I totally skipped it. And if you listen to the Dog Days feed, you know who that was. And it was more having to do with the fact that I cannot stand Blog Talk Radio's sound quality. I couldn't listen to anything. I just really couldn't. And it was such a random podcast. Like, I didn't even know what it was. There was no introduction. There was no telling me what this was all about. So if you want to listen and you're like, dude, this episode's 3 hours long, I can't listen, you just skip it and you go to the next one. And it's really neat. So I think part of the challenge is the daily podcasting. And then the other part of the challenge, which anyone can do, is, meaning if you're not podcasting, you can still be part of the challenge. And that's listening to the different shows that are out there. And it's really great because you get just one RSS feed and it's just boom, boom, boom right there. Anyway, I will talk to you all soon and I hope you enjoy it. Have a great summer, everyone. Stay cool. Keep hydrated. Enjoy activity. Go swimming. Do something fun. Enjoy the summer. I know we all have jobs and we all have things we have to do, but this is a great time of year and enjoy it. And if you are in the Southern Hemisphere, make some snowballs. Bye.
Okay. Auditions for the new Earth Station Who co-host. Take one. Go ahead.
Hello, Stonehenge. Who takes the Pandora cup, takes the universe. But, bad news everyone, cause guess who? Ha, listen, you lot you're all whizzing about. It's really very distracting. Could you all just stay still a minute because I am talking?
Not bad. Can you do another? Maybe something less wordy.
He's like fire and ice and rage. He's like the night and the storm in the heart of the sun. He's ancient and forever. He burns at the center of time and can see the turn of the universe and he's wonderful.
Wow, a little dark. Anything a little lighter?
There's no point in being grown up if you can't be childish sometimes.
Maybe. Got something a little fresher?
I am not a good man, and I'm not a bad man. I am not a hero, and I'm definitely not a president. And, no, I'm not an officer. Do you know what I am? I am an idiot. with a box and a screwdriver.
Not too shabby. Can you close this up?
Earth Station Who, a fun mashup celebrating over 50 years of the Doctor Who universe. You never know where the TARDIS is going to go next. Earth Station Who podcast can be found at www.earthstationwho.com. Earth Station Who is a proud member of the ESO network. We are up on Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Peace and we are done. Did I pass the audition?
We'll get back to you. Next.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.